This was the first lopsided game of this World Series, and the Phillies ran up the score by blasting four home runs. Phillies starting and winning pitcher Joe Blanton even hit a home run, something that had not been achieved by a pitcher in a World Series game in 34 years. After the game, Blanton joked to reporters that he just closed his eyes and swung hard. And even though he received a huge ovation rounding the bases, he said it was the cheers when he came out of the game in the seventh inning that meant more.
My job's not to go out and hit home runs or get hits. My job's go out and, you know, throw the ball well and give our team a chance to win. And when you get the applause coming off the mound from pitching, you know, you kind of get that sense of, you know, I've kind of done my job for the day, and, you know, I've given our team the chance to win.
Half of Philadelphia's 10 runs came courtesy of two home runs from the player who is expected to hit them, star first baseman Ryan Howard. He hit a three-run homer in the fourth inning that broke open a close game and made it 5-1. He added a two-run shot in the eighth inning to provide the final scoring on the night.
To be able to have, you know, two home runs in the World Series, I think that's the kind of stuff you dream of when you're a teenager. Obviously, you want to win also, but you know, being able to do something like that and just to help my team win is a great feeling.
Philadelphia's other home run was a two-run blast by second baseman Jason Worth in the eighth inning, two batters before Howard hit his second one. With the 10-2 victory, the Phillies are on the verge of winning their first World Series title since 1980. The Tampa Bay Rays, playing in their first fall classic since joining the major leagues in 1998, would have to win the next three games to take the championship. It won't be an easy task, but Rays manager Joe Maddon says his players must first focus on winning Monday night's Game 5 in Philadelphia, because that's the only way the series can go back to Tampa for a Game 6.
I don't even like to talk about three in a row. The mantra has been one game at a time. If we could have 3 one-game winning streaks, I'd be very happy right now. And I really want us to approach it that way. That's how we've approached the entire season. It's about tomorrow, beating the guy tomorrow, getting back home. We're actually pretty good back home, too.
But first, the Tampa Bay Rays will need to be better than good in Game 5, as they will be facing the Phillies' ace pitcher, Cole Hamels, who beat them in Game 1 and has not lost yet in this postseason. Park Brewer, VOA Sports in Philadelphia.